Horen Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Hey Siv Zayin. The Machaber says Kshemas Anan Al Gashamim V'Avru Yigimel Tanus Elav Alonanu. If they fasted all these 13 fasts and they still rain didn't come, V'Ma'atin V'Masu Ma'atan V'Ingin Shal Simcha, do less work and we do less building of a Simcha, which the Mishnah Berurah says doesn't actually mean just of Simcha purposes. Rather, any building which is not actually needed, just you want to make something your house more beautiful or something like that, we limit as well. The Shal Simcha, says Mishnah Berurah, refers to business as well, that only business which is being done Shal Simcha, like Tzarchei Chuppa for your child or something like that, is prohibited, but regular business would be permissible. Elim can cut la nota lipo. If the wall is falling or something, you'd be allowed to fix it. We matin be'erusim v'nisuin. We don't get married. Elim can lokim. It's his period of rivia, unless you haven't had children yet. We matin she'la shalom in adam l'chavero. We try not to say hello to each other. When Tamid Chacham say hello to each other, they should say it as though they are outcasts. If someone does say hello to you, so then you respond quietly. And the Tamid Chacham need to fast every Monday and Thursday until the 30 days after Nisan ends. They're allowed to eat at night. If we hit Rosh Chodesh Chanukah Purim, they don't fast. Yatzei Nisan Shel Tkufa, once the 30 days after the Tkufa of Nisan passes, we no longer fast. Because if it starts raining then that is a bad sign instead, so we don't do so. This is all when it didn't rain at all. But if it did rain in the beginning, and the grass started to grow, and then it started to dry out because the rain stopped, then we cry out until the rain starts, but we don't blow the shofar or anything like that. Rain starts, or until the grass dries out entirely, because then there's nothing you could do anymore. It's too late. The grass won't grow back. So too, if the time of Pesach or the flowers growing comes and it didn't rain yet, then we cry out to Hashem until the rain comes down or until its time passes. If Sukkot came and it didn't fill, we don't have enough water to fill up all the pits yet. Then we cry out until we get enough rain for the pits. So we don't have enough water to drink. Then we cry out that the rain should always fall, because you always need drinking water. So that's why you can cry out for such rain all year. If there was a break of 40 days without any rain during the rainy season, this is a plague, a punishment from Hashem, and therefore we cry out for the rain in such a situation. When is this true? This is only true in Eretz Yisrael. But in a place where the rainy season is before the 17th of Cheshvan, or after it, if the time came for the rainy season and it didn't rain, individuals can fast on Monday, Thursday, they don't fast on those days, then wait 6 days. If it didn't rain, then we have the Basin requires the fast. Siv Yud, kol tanis shegozer matzibur b'chutz la'aretz, ochlem em b'layla v'dinam k'din shar tanias. Anytime there's a tanis tzibur in chutz la'aretz, you're allowed to eat at night. It never starts in the evening, and it has the status of every other tanis. Shein gozer al tzibur tanis kon tzom kippur el b'eretz Yisrael b'vadav gal ha'matar. The only time we have a tanis tzibur, which is like Yom Kippur, where you start fasting in the evening, is only in Eretz Yisrael because of the rain. The ones that we discussed earlier. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because there is no nasi in Chutz La'aretz to be gozer a tainus, and therefore it's only in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the Achronim say that maybe now in Eretz Yisrael, where there's no nasi anymore, maybe these tanios shouldn't exist either, or maybe they are acting as the shluchim of the earlier ones, and that's why it will be okay. But nowadays, we don't really do these Seder Tanios anymore when there is no rain, Chazon Ish says, because nowadays they're able to bring food from outside of Eretz Yisrael, so you don't really feel the danger that we used to feel when there would be no rain in Eretz Yisrael. So if you'd Aleph, if they were fasting and then the rain came. Kama yer deviu poskim in a tainis. How much rain must come on that day to stop fasting? Mishi kansu ba omakar tzachareva tefach ubenos shnei tefachim avuda shlosha tefachim. V'mischil le'eracha chatzos. If it didn't start raining until after chatzos, you had already been fasting. Yashlimu osagim. We should finish fasting that day. V'mischil le'erit kodem chatzos. But if it started raining before chatzos, lo yashlimu, you should stop fasting. El yochlu v'yishtu v'yasa yomtu v'leris kaps of yomar al agado. You should now turn it into a yontif, and you should eat a festive meal, and you should say halal hagado in the evening.